very much like that. It's a pretty, pretty country. And I like it there, but I don't know.
This is Portage you're talking about.
No, Dawson Creek. Dawson Janice Creek. Is there, you see.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is nice.
Yeah, it's pretty country.
That's your daughter, Janice.
Yeah. Yeah, and her husband works at Tumbler Ridge.
Oh, see. I see.
So, and I met some nice people. Farmers. They're friendly.
Yes.
They really are. Oh, you know, it's amazing. And you can't leave home without meeting people from home.
You mean like from...
From this area.
Oh, yeah, from this area.
Yeah. I met a lady who said, I know people in New Hazleton. Who? Frances Sendon was one of them. She grew up with her. Then she said, do you know Morris Lazotte? And I said, yes. You know, it's amazing. And then I met another gentleman, said, I know somebody in New Hazleton. He said, I worked with them, and that was Claude Lavoie.
Oh.
And they'd been gone from the to the Charlottes, you know, and then said, well, I didn't know Claude very well, really, but he said, how's Amy? And I said, fine. You know him? And I said, well, yes, his daughter's married to my son. It's unreal, you
isn't
know.
Something. Yeah.
And then Janice and I decided to go to a bingo in Dawson Creek one night just to, you know, decided we wouldn't repeat the performance, but we went. And who do we walk into? A girl that used to live in Southtown.
So then anyway, so you came here in 1957, mm-hmm. So what kind of, what brought you to Hazleton?
Oh, actually, when we were at Telqua, we were renting.
Oh, yeah.
So we ended up at Carnaby, you know, where... down where Cummins has their place, down on the flats down there. Mm-hmm. And then we had a house fire.
Oh.
So we...
You mean you're still sort of farming?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you had cattle and all that?
Uh-huh. So then after the fire, we came here. We bought this place from Johnny Wadd. Did you know them?
Johnny Wadd, no.
Yeah, he used to log around here.
Oh, is that right? How do you spell his name?
W-A-U-G-H.
Oh, yeah. Give me a sec. So he was a logger.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, I suppose. And of course, they're gone away.
Yeah, they went to Alberta, I think. I think.
So they were here for a long time before.
They were here for quite a while.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And like the people that built this place originally, Wilson.
Wilson.
Yeah.
So what Wilson?
I don't know his name. They came here quite a few years ago just for a visit. They were he was working for I don't know whether it was Department of Indian Affairs or something like that. And when they came here, they were way north up northern Alberta somewhere.
For goodness sake. And so they lived here for built this house and then
yeah.
It's always so interesting how who lived in that place and who built it and who lived in there afterwards.
Yeah, apparently that's when the bridge was down below, you know.
Oh, I see.
And this man worked in Hazleton for those people that had a furniture store or something over there years ago.
That's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, you know where Perry York's old building is?
Oh, yeah, the little yellow one.
The apartment building or something.
I
don't know.
It's
the
DIA building now. Mm-hmm. The tribal council building.
Yeah. Well, there used to be, these people had a store or something there. You know. That's how long ago. It's amazing, you know, when you meet people.
Wilson's had a store there.
No, he worked for the people
there.
That had the store.
Yeah.
Somebody over there could tell you who were that owned it, but...
It's interesting. So what was your husband doing when you got here?
Well, we were farming for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And when we moved here, well, then he turned to logging, you know.
Oh, so then he went to logging.
Mm-hmm.
So you were farming, you were doing raising cattle and all that kind of
thing. That kind of thing to start with.
Making hay every year and everything.
But this isn't the country to make a living.
No, not the farmer. No. You have to go to Dawson Creek to be a farmer.
Oh, heavens, yeah.
So then he went into logging.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he have? That's the logging company.
Well, no, he just worked for contractors and so on.
So what would he do? What was his job?
Bucking and falling.
Oh, yeah.
The boys went into the machinery end of it.
Oh, yeah. So how big a family did you have?
Oh, 8.
Really?
No kidding.
Really? Oh, my. So where are they all now?
Kelowna. And Dawson Creek.
So how many at Dawson Creek?
Oh, just one, and one in Kelowna, and the rest are between Smithers and Terrace.
Isn't that? And they're, well, are they still in logging and things like that?
Heather's in the insurance business, you know, in Kelowna.
Oh, yeah.
And Jan's husband works at Tumbler Ridge, but they also have a quarter section of land at Dawson Creek. And Donnie owns the Copper River Motel at Terrace.
Oh.
And logging too. You know, it's a family affair. And Pat lives in Terrace. And
so you have a lot of kids to visit.
We're giving her a bad time. She has done a lot of flagging, and she has her first aid ticket and so on. But right now she's working for the railroad. Literally. They're hiring women now, you know. You probably heard that, and I don't know whether that's the reason, but they were advertising. And I think because she has her ticket and she's working on the Kitimat line. They're doing up that line there, you know, it's a laugh.
So what did she do? Find a job on the railroad?
Goodness only knows. Somebody said she started digging ditches, but I don't know.
Isn't that interesting?
And knowing her, she'll try anything.
So you have a lot of grandchildren.
Yeah, and, well, Judy's in Rupert right now, but they're moving back to Terrace, so.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to lose count of them.
Most kind of your children.
And Gordon has always been logging, but more latter years he owned his own trucking deal. And right now he quit it, went into the photography business, but he couldn't take that.
You're quite different from logging.
And trucking, so now he bought another truck and he's on the chip haul, you know, from Kitimat to Smithers.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen those big hats. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always know when we meet him on the road because his truck is white.
And that's his own truck.
Yeah, he bought it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I was down there this spring when he was getting set up with, he owns a house in Prince and everything, and his photography business was there, but
he could charge.
Yeah, but he couldn't stand that tied up in the shop.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, they get logging and they're used to outside and freedom and
being their own boss.
Yeah, he was his own boss in the photography business, but still he was tied to a
9-to-5 or whatever.
Yep.
Now, mind you, they're tied to logging, but
He's doing now, 2 trips a day from Kitimat to Smithers.
Oh, my God.
You know,
it's a long drive.
It's a long, a lot of driving, but so if I meet him on the highway, I beat the horn.
I guess so. So your family is literally just scattered
around, but not too far away.
Yeah, mostly.
They're always trying to tell you what you should do, and you should move, and you should do this, but...
And you're just by yourself with your grandson here.
Yeah.
Well,
I passed away a year ago, you know, so...
Well, he was wasn't a logger all those years.
Aren't?
Uh-huh.
Well, from the time we, you know, moved here, and that was in 1960 we came to this place.
So he was a logger for a bit.
A lot of years.
Yeah. So just he was retired for the
Don't laugh, originally a beekeeper.
Really?
That's right.
Here at this place?
No, we just kept a few here. But in Manitoba, yes, that was his training. He went to, you know, the agricultural college and so on, and respected beekeeping, but this isn't a bee country.
No.
It's not hot enough.
No. You had some of your own own honey for a long time.
Don't ask me to look after bees anymore. Yeah.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Well, when we decided to come this way at that time, in the 40s, 45 to 50, the CNR were doing a program. They were trying to get settlers in this country, and the program was from roughly Prince George to Terrace, and they gave you a really cheap rate on moving to this country, a box car for next to nothing, you know, if you loaded all your stuff and came, yeah. So he and a friend came up to this country, to Smithers.
That's in 1940,
you said. Well, it would be 46, because we moved in 47 from there, you see. And, they came up on that program and looked around, and his friend didn't stay.
I see.
But they worked out of Smithers for the summer, tried logging, you know, till if found a place to move to, and our original place there at Smithers was at Canyon Creek.
Oh yeah.
And so that's how actually we came. They gave you
the opportunity
because they were, yes, they were, you know, you got a rate on the train, like,
sure.
We came, the kids and I came, or on the train, and he traveled with the box car, brought a team of horses, and, you know, yes, they wanted settlers, and really, I think that's, if you had the opportunity to inquire around, you'd find an awful lot of the people
came at that time. Yes, there was quite a few.
Mm-hmm. They moved in, there was the Swiss people came, around Smithers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they came on one of those immigrations, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of Swiss.
Yes, there are a lot of Swiss.
And some of those now are the original ones that came.
Yeah. My goodness.
It's really...
It's
interesting, you know, when you start to think of the way the country was settled, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what we're doing. We're writing stories about how the settlers came and the interaction, because I guess you had dealings, your husband would have had a lot of dealings with the native folks,
mm-hmm.
working, and did you have any special interactions?
No, I know a lot of them, you know, from Kitsiokla and that, but...
That you worked with, right?
Well, you got to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit, the older people, like old Mr. Howard, the original, you know, the old Grandpa Howard, Kitsiokla, very fine old gentleman.
Yeah.
And it seems as though the younger generation are entirely different.
Yeah.
No, but I know a lot that are really, I think, very fine people.
Mm-hmm.
And some are like ourselves. You'd like to boot them. Let's face
it. Well, that's everywhere.
That's everywhere.
That's everywhere.
That's everywhere.
Yeah. Any other people in particular, of Indian, we're trying to do it like an intercultural thing. Of any Indian people that stand out in your mind that you knew or got to know or had any dealings with?
No, not really.
No.
No.
But this Mr. Harry that you say, is he gone now? Is he
still? Oh, yes, he's been gone quite a few years because... He was a very elderly man when we first knew him, but he's one of the original Howard family, you know, there. And I really remember him from little incidents.
So actually, when the settlers came, there was a lot of business going on between Kitwinka and all their logs. Where did they go? Where did they ship them?
Smithers originally.
Smithers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went east.
Yeah, see and then there was the pole companies.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't remember the name of the, and they worked for the telephone people.
Oh, I see.
Bell pole.
bell pole, and then there was another one that operated out of Smithers, and I can't think of their name.
So they would sell the poles to them? And
yeah, it was originally, I think, mostly pole business, I would say, to start with.
Yeah.
And logging. It wasn't like it is
now. Oh, no, there was all selective logging. So they would do, they would just get their plot of whatever their logging.
Yeah, the I think the person that Art worked for in Smithers was they're old timers. They're some members of their family owned the original originally owned the Smithers Hotel.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to think of their name because they're around yet.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
In the phone book or something. Yeah. I don't remember, but yeah.
So your children grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
Went to school here. Any special adventures with the kids?
No, I hate to repeat them.
Oh well, we have to. They're always interesting.
Yeah. No, you remember some of the original teachers, like Izzy Stewart.
Izzy,
you remember it? Well, we called her Izzy. She was married to Frank Stewart, and they used to live up here.
And that'd be, what school would that be?
Up here in South Town.
South Hazleton.
Sure, there was only a one-room school then.
One-room school.
Yeah. Hard to believe?
Yeah.
No, not hard to believe at all.
Mm-hmm. And when they added on to the South Town School, the old original classroom was still there.
Really?
And I think some of them tried to get them to leave it.
Oh yeah.
But they took it out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess.
And yeah, well they couldn't.
In the name of progress, South Town.
That's right. It was still there, like incorporated with. But when they put the gym on and all that.
When they built
this,
extended it.
Mm-hmm.
They made it larger.
Yeah, I worked at the school here for 13 years.
So what did you do at the school?
Oh, janitor.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you call us?
Custodian.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So you must have some real stories about the school.
Well, we won't repeat
them. Oh, we want to hear some of them.
No, we met the teachers. Over the years, there were some interesting characters, let's face it.
Oh, sure. Name some, like outside Mrs. Stewart.
Well, we had Mr. Gautam, he'd been a colonel, I think, in the British Army in India, so you can imagine.
Yeah. Gautam, how did you spell his name?
I think it was Gautam or something like that.
So he was, was that still a woman? No, it wasn't just one of them.
No, he was principal here.
Yeah, he was principal of.
And then we had a Timachucks, they used to.
Oh, yeah. Timachucks. Yes, they were, I think they were both teaching here.
Yeah.
And then after that, she went to Cedarvale and he went to Newtown.
Yeah, and they live down south somewhere now.
Is that where they are?
They went from here to Blue River, I think.
Oh, that's great.
And the last I heard of them was there was a TV program, whereas this man, they said, had bought this strip of land between two farms down, it'd be in the Surrey area, somewhere down there, and this strip of land was narrow, and ran for half a mile or a mile or something.
Yeah,
you saw that? And I was watching this thing, and he was in paying his taxes or something. They had him on the air. I looked, gee, that's Ted and Jack.
For goodness.
Yeah.
So, are they living in Surrey now?
Down there, wherever it is. It's down there.
Down there in Surrey, the strip of land is wide enough, and then it goes to a point.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I think his idea was, I would say, that, either one of those farmers on either side would likely buy him out and he'd make a profit.
Yeah, but they had a motel just down Fort Fraser or somewhere.
Yeah, they came originally at, Fort Fraser, right there on the highway. That's where they came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Well, tell us something about your kids and your life.
Oh, I don't know. It's not really very interesting. Oh, just day-to-day stuff.
And of course, they went to high school here, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's still tough.
Except Ed, the oldest boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's logging. They're all, you know.
Into logging.
They're all around.
Isn't that interesting? Well, you used to do a lot of plant stuff and go take things.
Oh, I belong to the Women's Institute
Women's Institute. Let's tell us about the Women's Institute. You must have practiced.
Don't repeat it. It got too political for me. and what am I doing now? I'm right in the middle of politics.
But anyhow,
it's as far as the political end of it, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. You meet a lot of people.
Oh yes, but you must have when the Women's Institute, when you were first in it, was pretty well the ladies of the whole area, wasn't it?
The first, when I first joined, they had a bee in their bonnet that you had to live in South Hazleton, or that had to be your mailing address.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to remember the name of the lady and myself. We got into hot water and had a real argument over the membership angle.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is a worldwide organization, and it doesn't matter where you live. So the original concept that they had here was all wrong. And finally, they
allowed other people to join.
Well, they had to. They couldn't stop them.
No.
But it was quite an interesting period of time, you know, till they got that straightened around. But I think their membership still is almost solely local.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
there are so many other organizations, you know, the Rebeccas and the Lions Ladies or Lady Lions or whatever, and all of those, you know, there aren't that many people here. But Martha West, you know, and Angeline Pelsma, they're still some of the original members here.
Yeah. Yes,
have you seen, interviewed Martha?
No, I don't think so. We have to get her.
You have to talk to her.
Yes.
Because she's been here a long time.
Yes, they have.
I think, Leslie is in a wheelchair now.
Yes.
And, but she's good people.
Oh, yes. Is he just in a wheelchair lately?
Because
I know he has been kind of...
About a year
Yeah, because she learned how to drive, of course, you know that.
Martha did, yes.
Yeah,
it really was something.
These husbands that don't let their wives drive when they're young.
Well, you know, like she said, she used to drive around the farm and so on, you know. But... it reached the point she had to.
Yeah.
And I know I drove in Manitoba, and I didn't drive for years here because the family drove. Everybody else drove. I didn't have to drive.
That's right.
And then I finally decided I was going to. And sure. I know a lot of years when Art was ill, I don't know what I'd have done if I hadn't been able to drive.
You'd be just confined to the house, that's all.
And I'm not anymore.
No. Well, you used to display your flowers and stuff at the Buckley Valley Fair, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because for years and years you used to take prizes there.
Yeah, I won a trip to, trip to Victoria one time.
Really?
Yeah, it was, but now, let's face it, with the price of gas and your so many days, and, you know, and then after we retired, at fair time, you know, where we were, up north in Yukon or somewhere. Because, since it's 10 years since the first time we went up Yukon. Yeah.
Oh, my.
So I've been way up in Yukon.
Well,
all over.
Your favorite place to go to Yukon?
Oh, yeah. Well, we had friends who had a placer mine on Duncan Creek at Keno Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how come we first went up there. Ed was up, I think, a year or so earlier because the man that was up there was a friend of his.
Oh,
And that's how come we got up in that country. But I've been to Dawson City and Over the Top, and yeah.
Up at Chilkoot?
No, that's out of Dawson City. You go across the river
yeah.
on a ferry, and then you literally climb almost for 60 miles or so.
Oh, really?
And they say it's on top of the world. Call it that, you know, locally. And it is, because when you're way up there, you are literally up on top. It's really interesting. Miles and miles of nothing, but when you do hit something.
So they were mining in that. Did they climb that to mine up there?
No, that would be that's not the road that goes over the top.
Oh, I
that's out of Dawson City, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Up the yeah, that's a different route.
I see. Oh, so this other one is more or less a view.
It's a highway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can go on it.
Oh, sure.
And you can go up to the top, as you say.
You go to the top, and actually, there's the Canadian-American border there. You see, when you go start going down again, you're going into Yukon.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
So this is that would be the Dempster Highway.
No, the Dempster Highway is somewhere we always talked about going, and you're on the way to Dawson City is where the Dempster Highway branches off.
So then, so any other special, like you've been retired like the last 10 years or so?
Yeah, it's 11 years or so since I quit there.
Oh yeah, so of course you retired and then I retired too.
He did before I actually quit the school, but he wasn't working, and so I said, heck with that. Yeah, and then we started, you know, acquired a pickup and camper and started tootling around.
So that's
Why not?
When are you going to do it?
That's right. When are you going to do it? Otherwise, you do it in the summertime, and August and September is the time to go north.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Away from the bugs.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. White Horse, you know, you see all those places that you hear about.
Yeah.
And since the first time we went in 77 that we went, you have no idea how that highway has changed.
In those 10 years.
It is remarkable.
Really?
It really is. You were traveling like the old road to Mesiaden Junction and to Stewart.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wound around on the something like this.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
So it's all but updated.
Oh, yeah. And there's the two big bridges that are over the Belle Irving Rivers. You know, Belle Irving 1 and Belle Irving 2.
Yeah.
They must have, you know, had plans for expansion. Because those two bridges, when we first went over them, they're, you know, the big, huge bridges. They, you just traveled on one side. They just had half of the bridge, you know, finished. And it's now, you know, they're wide open. So, you know, those things are interesting. It'll be years before they have another deal like that.
Isn't that something?
Have you been to Whistler?
No, I haven't been to Whistler.
It's really something.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, you know, but... And Beblos went.
Yes.
You know, there was some... They and Pete Weber and myself were here. I was delegate, and Ed was an alternate.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete, I think, was just visiting.
Oh, yeah.
He was down in that country then, and he stopped in, and it was interesting.
Yes, it is.
But mostly, I think, you meet a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing how many...
All conventions are amazing, you know.
Yeah, well, over the years, I've been to Stewart on some of their organizational meetings and so on, and that's what I... really find interesting is the people you meet from all over.
Yeah.
It's amazing who you run into,
oh,
too.
You bet. Yep. So this is your, that's your hobby now, is your...
It's my hobby, yes. It is, it's interesting, really interesting. I met the, you know, the premier personally over the years, and he's a likable person anyway. He doesn't, I don't care who you are, he'll stop and talk.
Yeah.
He doesn't... Well, maybe you met him when he was in Newtown.
Oh, yes, I met him then. I also met him when he was Minister of Municipal Affairs, because I...
Yeah, I remember I was at that convention. I can still see you sitting on those steps talking to him.
Where?
Sure, in Smithers.
Oh, in Smithers. Oh, yeah.
Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah. You mean when you were...
She burnt his ear for a long time.
Oh, yes, this is when you were traveling through. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they had this mini convention in Smithers, and
this is when you were Minister of Municipal Affairs.
Yeah, and you were talking about this salmon deal.
Oh, that was something on the other day.
Yeah. I can remember you sitting there talking to him.
So, what are your plans for the future?
I haven't made any yet, until Mike knows what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So kind of in a limbo.
Well, is this, that's whose son?
He's Ed's boy.
That's
but Ed lives out of town, you know, he has... And besides, he was with us more or less for years.
I see.
Yeah.
So that's even partly your son.
Well, sometimes it seems that way, but he keeps himself on. He likes monkey wrenching. Does. And it's early days, they want him to go back to school or take some training, but until, you know, his health or his spasm bit settles down,
he gets lots of trouble with these spasms.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really painful. Right?
They are.
Oh, dear. That's a sign of life into him, his limbs still.
Well, yes, I think they all go through it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Ray Johnson, I don't know whether he, Shirley Wakefield is in Newtown, they still are there, I think, the Wakefields.
Yes.
Well, she's Ray's sister, and Ray is married, like, to Betty's sister, and he was hurt in the bush, I think up in the Nass, I'm not sure, but, and that's, golly, it must be 10, 12 years ago. And so he is in a wheelchair. And whatever it was with him, you know, there was no hope of him walking. But
and he had all these muscle spasms.
Yeah. And so at his age, you know, they did something with the cords.
Oh, I see.
But they won't, so he doesn't have that problem anymore.
But then, of course, he has no chance of what?
No chance of what.
But then, see, this, in this case, there's a big chance.
No, they won't do it until there's, they're absolutely certain,
that
you know.
No chance of what.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as that cord is connected, that they have all these problems.
Yep.
The nerves. I guess.
I don't know. Like when he was in G.F. Strong, that is a really remarkable place.
Yes,
it really is. And he didn't feel lonesome down there. There was enough from here. The boy from Kitunga, Ken Ligro or something like that, you know, he was hurt in an automobile accident, and Jay Douglas, and You name it, they were all around there.
I remember Marilou that works at the RCMP place. She said the toll, about six were down there at one time from Hazleton.
Well, we had that weekend in October, remember when the Lions thing and how many people were hurt and killed that weekend? It was like an epidemic.
Yeah.
So in Tereslaw, in September, in this, just last spring, there was about six car accidents in one night.
Yeah.
Grand parties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, this was the night of the Lions Oktoberfest. Remember, that's when the Spooner girl was hurt,
yeah.
and Jody Anderson was killed, and I'm telling you, it just was one right after the other.
So anyway, what are your what's your advice to young people?
I don't know, but I really think that they need to hang on to their education and training, whatever they can get.
You bet.
Because it seems to me it's getting to be a hard world.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is, really.
It's very hard for young people to find their area. There's so many to choose from, and they have to be so careful.
They have to be with it. Things have changed rapidly, and it's not too many years, not as far back as 10 years that it's really been...
Well, it's the computer age.
Computer age is right.
Yeah. And then they make all these horrible mistakes.
With the computers.
Yes. I have loggers staying in my place, and they just get ill with the fact that they get the wrong parts, and they push the wrong number, and it's all by computer these days.
Yeah.
And they get the wrong number, you know, the whole day too, for the parts.
Yeah. So they're not infallible, computers, not by a long shot. No, that's like Len and Janice have one, but they just something to play with.
Oh, there are good things to know about it.
Yeah.
You may just as well.
You might just as
you
well.
You mean you don't know how to run a computer yet?
No. I stay far. I can get into enough mix-ups without that. Yeah. I can get into enough trouble without that.
This is a beautiful place. So how large is this place?
I've got 23 lots here.
23 lots?
One block, one lot short of a block.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, well, we started out with 4 lots and the house and that. And when we first came here, you know, there was no water system or anything like that. As long as there was kids there to pack water up from the creek, all those hummingbirds keep me broke by and sugar to see them. We have a lot of them here this year.
Oh, there are a lot of them.
And when you go out to fill their feeders, you know, they buzz you, they come right around your ears.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So then you have to round that into lots.
Well, it is. This is the town comes...
Oh,
down
does.
To about
so you're
here.
Part of the town.
Actually, we are. Oh, not that it matters, like with the water board and all that.
Oh,
you know,
the water, the town water.
No, I don't think it will ever come down here. Not in our lifetime, anyway. Because you know, there's.
So you're selling lots?
No. If I sell, I just sell the whole
business,
the whole issue.
Yeah. Does it get foggy here in the wintertime?
No, not really.
But when it gets dark,
a little bit, but not much.
It's not like you get a low here, like you don't get fogged out like Old Town?
No, very little.
Is that right?
See, we're higher than Old Town, bit.
I see.
Yeah, you go down a hill again.
Oh, I see, to go to Mission Flats, you go
yeah.
Straight. I see.
And somehow, and like we'll have frost uptown long before we have it here.
Well, of course you're going
to
really.
Yeah, long before it's different. The soil is different than uptown too. We have silt here.
Oh, yeah, beautiful soil here.
Yeah, so it's altogether different.
I guess beautiful gardens here.
Not this year.
But over the years.
Over the years, yeah.
Yeah. But I think you used to take prizes, about half a dozen prizes or a dozen prizes at the book there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, when we went in there with truckloads of stuff.
Sure, didn't you get the prize?
That was hard work.
You'd get the prize of the main prize or something?
Well, we did one year. That's what we got that trip out of and so on. But, like I said, latter years since we retired, we started moving around.
Sure, of course.
But
I remember seeing your name all over the place.
Yeah, I still got people saying, why don't you, you know, but...
Sure.
Getting lazy in my old age.
Well, what else can we discuss here? Give us a topic that you'd like to talk
about. Oh, I really can't think of anything except the changes in town. You know, when we first came here, there was the original old mill, you know,
At South Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the...
Siglets? Would that be Siglets?
There was one before that. I can't think of his name.
I know Siglet had a mill. Well, Jim worked for
him. Yes. Well, they were from Vernon.
Oh,
and they have an automobile business in Vernon. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You drive through Vernon and you see their name on this car dealership. But see, some of the people that came with them, like Woodmarks, they came from Salmon Arm that way with the original mill people.
For goodness sake.
They'd, you know Gertie and Stan.
Oh, well, of course.
Sure, they've been here a long time.
Oh, yes.
From the original mill, yeah. And so those are the changes you see, you know, the changes in the mill particularly.
Particularly, because
mm-hmm.
you've been in the logging department.
Yeah, well,
your family has.
And there's, like I said, there's, and I think Vipons were here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when the, originally or almost so. I don't know how there's still some of them around that were originally.
Yeah. Yes, we have some of them.
But I was thinking solely like of South Town, you know, some of the... Mm-hmm. But when the Siglets moved out, there was a lot of their people moved
with them
at the same time that left and went elsewhere.
Yes.
But...
Yes, I guess, yeah, and of course it changes in... Well, certainly we talked about the changes in the school and stuff like that.
That's right.
So your grandchildren and all that, they've gone on to school and things like that?
Well, yes, like Susie, you know, Mike's brother, she's working for the forestry now, and she decided that's what she was going to go into. She kind of dropped it for a while. But she's going back to college again this fall, plans on it. But right now she's working for the forestry at Houston, inspecting little trees or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it's all about.
There's a lot of variety, and yet there isn't, you know, you have to really work hard for the jobs. The jobs aren't plentiful.
No, she spent, last summer up, in the Dawson Creek or Chetland area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, working for the forestry.
Oh, good
for her. Yeah. She didn't exactly like that part of it. It was sort of camp out in the bush, you know, camps and so on.
That'd be a nice experience.
Oh, sure.
I think it's important for young people to move around as much as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you remember Carl Drake?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, Elsie lives in Kelowna.
Oh, does she?
Uh-huh.
Elsie Drake. Yes, we were talking about her.
Yeah.
Because we have to have some letters written to some of these people.
And Mert Ballman, you know, her daughter, like they had the cafe up here, they took it over from Walker's, you know, Coy and Walker's had the original cafe uptown. And then Mert and Al Ballman...
And Al.
Yeah, well, Al is gone now. He passed away.
Oh, really?
She lives in Kelowna now.
And her last name is what?
Ballman.
B-O-W-M-A-N?
No, B-O-L-L-M-A-N.
Oh, Ballman. I see, daughter. Oh.
Yeah.
And of course, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, they're both in Kelowna.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as Mert's address, I don't know what it is, but I could get it. But you could get her through the phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Elsie Drake, I suppose she'd be in the phone book.
I would imagine so.
Because, her husband. She'd be under, like, what was her husband's name?
Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was married to Elsie Drake.
Yeah, but what was her husband's name?
Carl. Yeah.
Because it just sometimes...
Yeah, he was a notary public. And
I remember him. But sometimes the name still stays under the husband's name or something.
Yeah,
like
it could be. But I imagine Mert has the phone under her own name.
Oh, yes,
she would. Yeah, we visited with them down there. So it's a small world.
Oh, of course it is. Well, that's very interesting, I guess.
But if you talk to Mert or Elsie,
yeah.
If you were interested, she's...
Yes. We plan to either contact them by phone maybe first and then have them write stories about their experiences in Israel.
Oh, Mert would like to talk to you. He's got a big trailer out on the old Vernon Road, you know, the back road, the original road from Kelowna to Vernon.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a really, really nice trailer court. Big plot. She has a little garden and fruit trees and the whole bit. It's an adult trailer court, you know, but it's really fixed up. It's nice. And out of town a little bit.
Yeah.
You've got a little drive. But
that's good.
So... Anything else I can't even think of?
Oh, thank you very much. That's very, very nice. And you might think of some other things to add.
Have you been able to get hold of, what's his name in Terrace? Bill McRae?
Oh, Bill McRae. No.
If you can get him to talk. He's an original Southtowner, you know.
Oh, really? Bill McRae.
Well, Scotty McRae had the original hotel here.
I see.
He'll tell you lots of things.
So where would he be?
He's in Terrace.
But he just lives in Terrace?
Yeah.
No.
He's...
able and allowed.
Well, I guess so. He's our fundraiser.
Oh, I see.
And he's good at it.
Oh, I see. So, good.
He's... he owned a mill, you know, in Terrace.
Okay.
He's been in the logging business for years.
But he originally came from Southtown.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
From the days when the old hotel was down in Sealy Gulch, you know.
The old hotel was called what here?
It's the Grand View. I don't know what they called it before.
Oh, I see.
You know where Sealy Gulch is.
No,
out,
no.
Well, you know, the railroad trestle out of Southtown here?
Towards
Terrace.
Uh-huh. Towards the cathedral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, they call that Sealy Gulch, and that's where the original hotel was, long before we ever came.
Not Skeena Crossing.
No.
Like
Bill McRae's father had that, and they moved it up here, and I think he told me that some of the original hotel was still in, you know.
Yeah. Okay, they moved the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Moved the whole building.
Well, whatever they had down there, I don't imagine it was, you know, anything like it is now. But if you could get hold of Bill and get him to talk to you,
sure.
He could really, you know.
Tell us a lot of things about it.
And he just might. Don't tell him I told you.
No, he won't.
But... from time to time, he kind of let loose with some of the tales.
And if you're speaking to him, real tough to try and get a hold of him, because...
He lives in Terrace, and anybody in Terrace will tell you how to get hold of him. In fact, if you phone the social credit office there,
they would know.
Chris would tell you where to get hold of him.
Interesting.
Because he... I was talking to him once. He said, I've got to come down and see the place, because he knew this place when it was originally built. And he said, I've got to come down and see what it looks like now. And he did come down a couple of times, but I wasn't home. He asked me if I ever stayed home. But yeah, he was...
Well, that's great. Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Because it's wonderful to have these stories.
Well, we could have gone in, but Mike wasn't up yet, and it takes him a while. He has to stretch and muscles and everything to, you know, before he gets...
Well, he's so fortunate to have this place. You love your little place here.
Well, yes, but I...
You plan to move?
I don't know. Like Heather and some of them thought, you know, it'd be nice if we went down and say around Kelowna, you know, in that country, in the Lakes country. But in the last few days when it's been hot, the heat bothers Mike.
I see.
So, you know, it's something to find out. And then he said they did tell him in G.F. Strong that the heat might bother him.
Oh, I see.
So he...
Why did the heat bother him?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know we went to Terrace one day last week.
Yeah.
And it was hot. When did we go down? On Thursday. And it was really hot, sultry and that there. And we didn't stick around town very long. He was just literally sick with the heat.
Oh.
So, you know, those are things to...
Maybe it's because he can't move around so much.
I think perhaps, you know.
Yeah.
He just was really... So he does his banking there, so we... like his WCB checks and like that. So we did what we had to do and came home. He has his own car fitted up.
Oh, that's good.
But lately with the spasms, he hasn't been driving too far.
And he gets them that often, eh?
Yeah. Mornings are fine, but by the time the end of the day comes. So.
Pretty warm.
Yeah. So, you know. No, he bought the car and they fitted it up with the hand controls. Told me I could drive it, but I haven't tackled it yet. Drive my own old caddy. The family laugh at me because I drive that car, but Gordon gave it to me, so I said...
You mean which one is that?
Oh, back here, I've got that Cadillac. He had it sitting in his garage for... darn near 3 years, and I had driven it in Prince George. I went to Ontario one time to buy a truck, and that's what he came home with. And it's 10 years old, but
it works. That's the main
part. Oh, it's comfortable. It's nice to drive.
Oh.
Front wheel drive. So I don't know. You're kidding around one time, and so they were grumbling in Prince because he was grumbling because with the big truck and pickups and this and that, and that the house that he has there has a two bay garage thing and carport, and he said they were tired of listening to him grumble because he had to, that car was taking up half the carport and he had to move this and he had to do that and the next thing, and we were just kidding, and I said, gee, I wouldn't mind getting my nits on that. Literally, that's what I said.
Oh, dear.
And he phoned up, and so I know it was Jan and somebody else are talking to him, because he didn't seem to want to sell it.
And what relation is he?
My son.
Oh,
he's the one that's trucking on the road here.
Oh, yeah.
So he phoned up one day and said, you want that car? And I said, oh, sure, I wouldn't mind. But, you know, I said I was only kidding, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So he phoned up one day and he said, well, the car's running. Come and get it. Because it hadn't moved a wheel, you know, for nearly 3 years.
Oh, why didn't he drive it?
Because he was driving a pickup or something all the time, you know. Yeah.
Oh, well, isn't that interesting? That's
so,
a neat way to have a car.
Art and I went over, that's like 2 years ago now, we went over to Dawson Creek and with the pickup and camper and went up to Tumor Ridge and, you know, visiting with John and Lynn. And on the way home, I picked up the car and brought it home.
Well, where was it at?
It was in Prince George.
Prince George. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
So the family think it's ridiculous, you know.
Well, Grandma doesn't love to do things like that.
I do my own thing. They should know that by now. They should know that by now. I'm sure they get exasperated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you're supposed to. You're supposed to get exasperated.
I don't pay much attention.
Well, thank you, Francis.
You're welcome.
It's been just wonderful. It's so beautiful.
Oh, that's the creek.
Is it the creek
that comes from Newtown.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's the one that Newtown gets her water from.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah, sure.
So that's where you used to get your water.
We had a pump down there, and now we have a well out in the field there. Sure, because we're not on the town water. We have our own pumping water system here.
Is that right? That's Mission Creek?
Mission Creek, yeah.
For goodness sake.
Yeah.
And then there's no chemo. I thought it was way over there.
No, that's it, but you're here.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then sure, there's a, you know, the corner of the road here. You go in there, and there's falls down there.
Is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
Quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. This water hasn't flooded over here from the
east, has it? I would say that this area here is originally riverbank. I would think so, because right here where the house is, you know, I want to plant all of these trees that are planted here. You dig a hole and fill it in with other dirt because it's gravel right here.
Yeah.
Because like with the house here, I just have a small dugout wall basement sort of place where the heater is and everything.
So it's not, doesn't
even
have a basement?
No, mm-hmm. Because it's just literally boulders under here.
Yeah. Well, sure,
that's
like our place, our
place. Yeah. On gravel. Yeah, that's right. So I don't know, I just have a feeling because of the kind of soil we have here that this was originally river silt.
Yeah.
How many eons ago, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard.
Interesting to see what it was like many eons ago.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, when you read about it, like Mike was saying the other, there was a program on last night, I think, about talking about the ice bricks, you know, that came from Siberia. Over here to this continent, and you know, just
ice
make
break.
Sure.
They made that.
Yeah, they. I don't know.
Oh, you mean like the glacier? Like glacier?
Yeah.
No,
there's a chunk of land between the continents, and then
because
the ice receded and then it filled it back in. Right,
yeah, that's right. Really, you know, that's. But yeah, sure. History says that the
people
aren't the native people here in this area. They and down the coast. They
from Asia.
From Asia over here. Originally?
Yeah. What is that little noise?
That's the creek. Oh, that's a crow or a root somewhere. We get everything here. The bears last fall wrecked some of my apple trees. Did they ever? Well, yeah, because there was still fruit on them. Like this tree at the corner is an ornamental crab.
Yeah.
And it's, there's still one limb there has to be cut off. Sure, there was an old mother bear with two yearling cubs. They had friends visiting from Richmond, and they had a motorhome right where your car is parked. And they were going on up to Stewart because they had relations up there and so on. And I said, gee, there's no bears around here, and, you know. And I said, well, I don't know where they are, but they're around because they used to come into the creek and the dogs would bark and so on. Till just about the day after they left, my phone is right by the window. I looked up and there's this old mother bear right there where the car is. So, you know, I went out, the dogs went out and barked, so she took off down the hill. And later that afternoon, she was back with the two young ones.
Okay.
And they were, you know, they were in the tree there. And then I had another tree further out in the yard. They just
cleaned up all the fruit.
Sure. And they'll climb right up them and broke the branches and every other darn thing. So they came back again the next day, and the dogs chased them, and the two cubs went up. There's an old black poplar out there. So I thought, that's enough of that. So I phoned Dale Allen uptown, and I said, hey, I'm down here with your rifle. I don't really want you to kill him, but I want you to scare him. And he did. And the dogs kept them up the tree till he got here, and then when the truck stopped, they just came down, dogs or no dogs, and he let fly. I don't know what kind of a rifle he had, and made an ungodly noise. And they never came back.
Well,
you know, he didn't hit them. He just scared them away, and we had no more problem. But they are around.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen them, but some others have seen them. And
and
Donnie was saying at Terrace, everywhere they go in the bush,
there's
just bears just everywhere.
Well, it's ravens or something.
Yeah. I don't know what they're after or what they... See, but You've got a lot more work to do.
Oh, yeah, we have to. We have to.